What up, you dumb marks? Welcome to episode 145 of the Dumb Marks Podcast. We appreciate you tuning in. Steve is going to be off this week, so you got the trio's champions here, Donald, Jason, and myself. How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was everybody's week?
First week back at work from vacation. Man, it was rough. Definitely rough. Mm-hmm.
Jason, good to not be just by yourself.
Hmm?
Good to not be by yourself at work.
It's either or. I just show up, man. Either way, I'm doing all the work.
So, just a heads up: if you normally tune into Twitter to watch the show, I don't know what's going on, but the show's just not on there. It's showing up on everything here, but it's not on there for some reason this morning. I don't know if they have technical problems, but so if you're tuned in, hopefully, I don't know if people know to switch over to Twitch or Facebook.
Did you update your app? Because mine was acting shitty for a while when Thread dropped. So
here you go. About to be Thread soon.
That's a whole other issue, too. Like, they need to update their app, too. What's going on, Nate? How you doing today?
Going on, Nate.
So we'll see if that bounces up. Right now, Twitter's down. So, Dawn, Jason, you were on Conversations with Kenny this week, running some video games. How was that?
So it was fun. Yeah,
Michael Ron showed up, so it was a good time.
Good. It was a nice trip down memory lane, gaming wise.
Definitely.
Yeah. Forgot about the stories that Jason was telling about, especially that SingStar microphone. I completely forgot about that. And I was in the room when that happened.
I never had it, but I knew of it.
You just unlocked some memories there. That's pretty much how I went.
And you were in the comments section. That's all we did. If you missed it, you can head over to our YouTube channel and all our social media. We had posted it there, or you can go back, head over to Call Up Podcast and watch Conversations with Kenny there every Wednesday. You might even see us again on there. You know, a little throwback to Donald's One Gotta Go last week of 90s breakup songs. Kenny was kind of interested in that, so we might be on the show again this upcoming Wednesday. So stay tuned.
That hot tag.
Yep. Might see all four of us this week. So they watched it.
They watched it. They said Joel's from Connecticut.
That was my favorite line.
Yeah, refers to Taekwon. Classic. Definitely. That was it. We said the week was just work, just getting set back into motion and stuff. That was all.
So, ready. Donald,
yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you had a conversation with your niece. It sounds like you want her to set you up on some dates now.
Yeah, she said, so when are you going to become a dad, Uncle Donald? Because I don't have no close cousins. I'm talking about first cousins. And I told her, you got to find and write a pen pal. Because I'm not sure that's going to happen. Yeah. You got to find a worthy girl. And I'm running out of time, so...
So in this day and age of, you know, I guess like with like all the stuff that goes on with social media and how, like what you try to get your kids away from, it made me wonder, like back in school, like when we were young, we did like pen pals. Mm-hmm. And like we did that, I think, like for a year, you know, which is like, I wonder if schools still do that.
I doubt it.
Like some.
Some still do.
Some.
Like, I don't have any, like, my nephews are too young. Like, they're not in school yet. So it's like.
Thank you, Nate, but that's not my girl.
That's not how you spell Nate.
Close enough.
We do.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the hot tag.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember the pen pal stuff we did in the second grade.
Yeah.
We did a school from San Francisco. I remember.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't remember where we did ours, but I just remember it being something that they had, and like I didn't continue mine afterwards.
No.
Like some people did, but it's like, yeah, it's like with catfishing and stuff like that, like online, just like I wondered, like, are schools more weary of that? Like, I guess like if you do actually have like another school like that, you know, or something, like it's easy to, I guess, police that a little bit, but you know, like definitely don't want to do it online.
No, not online. But I'm thinking like just by letters and that stuff, it'll be easier to track because you know somebody's handwriting. So
yeah,
I'm not sure if they do letters anymore. I'm sure they do. If they do it, they do it online.
Of course, because it's free. Yeah. School ain't paying for that stamp.
Who wants to write anymore?
And there's a whole thing. They don't even teach cursive anymore, so it's just all gonna be print. So.
And that's why this generation is dumb. I said it.
Need some help on a lot of things. Oh, wow.
Man, we never got outside country. I didn't even know that was allowed back then.
Apparently it was.
Did you have a, was it a, each kid had a person, or was it in a class had a person?
Each kid,
yeah.
From when we did it, each kid had a person, but it was all from the same class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing I remember from my pen pal was when he wrote, what's going on? What's up? Like, what's down, up, and all around? That was the only thing I remember from it. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay.
And for those of you that are too young, that pretty much describes the 90s. Just right there in one sentence. How you living? Mm-hmm. But busy week in wrestling. You guys ready to get into it?
Oh, yeah. We got things to talk about.
We got things to talk about, huh, Dom?
Mm-hmm.
There's always that delay on it, too. That's what I hate on here.
Yeah.
Before we really get into it, we don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but I saw something right before we came on. I just want to bring it up. A year ago today, there was a tweet. At 77, time for me to retire. Thank you, WWE Universe. Anybody want to take a guess who that was from?
The man himself.
Aged well a year later, huh?
Mr. Wrestling.
Just like, damn, that was a year ago.
Already.
To me, honestly, it feels like a lot longer. Like, yeah. It feels like this storyline, just not storyline, but that story has just gone on for so long.
Yeah, because he took over like right when SummerSlam was about to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, you really don't hear much from them.
No, you don't.
Which is good. You hear people
complaining.
I think we'll hear more
haters from him. Complaints, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. Around Mania, we heard a lot from him just because right after, because of the sale, like the announcement of the sale.
Yeah,
he was doing a lot of stuff, and I think we'll hear a lot. We'll see some more of him as that finishes up, as he takes over the new role, and they'll be promoting that again. And I think that's when he'll pop back up.
Yeah. I think you just don't hear about him right now because the company is still, you know, getting together. So, trying to get that together.
Like, yeah, all you hear, like, what they were at Madison Square Garden a couple weeks ago and he was there, but exactly. I still don't think it's real events. I think that's his evil twin Vincenzo.
Wally-O.
If he introduced that as a character.
I'm surprised he hasn't yet. Vince died in the limo explosion. It's been me all along.
Mr. McMahon's stepbrother.
Kennedy Vince.
If I remember, I think like around the time that they did like the whole like long lost son thing, like with whenever it turned out to be Hornswoggle, I think they were toying with an idea about doing a brother instead. like doing another family member instead of a kid.
Would have been good.
It probably would have been better. Like, you could have just created a whole new character. Like, you didn't have to have be someone on the roster. Don't put that out in the air, Nate. No, Taekwon. But all right, let's get into it. You know, a lot of wrestling this week. We had, you know, the normal hits from WWE, Raw, NXT, SmackDown. Impact this week had Slammiversary. AEW had Blood and Guts, Royal Rampage, and Collision last week, which was also the Owen Hart Finals. And then Ring of Honor had their show and Death Before Dishonor last night. And there was a GCW show mixed in. So a lot of wrestling this past week. In a week time. So anybody want to kick things off with their Mount Rushmore? I know for me personally, I didn't watch any WWE this week. Okay. So
we missed some stuff.
Well, we'll fill you in.
Yeah, we'll definitely fill you in.
The only thing on YouTube last night before I turned on Rampage, I did see the contract signing.
Okay.
I saw the clip of that. That's all I saw, though, from WWE this week.
All right. Yeah. Well, I actually have four Mount Rushmores. I mean, I couldn't bring them down to like just one because it's like so much was happening. Yeah, but I'll go over them a little bit at a time. Yeah. But the first one that I really, really enjoyed that was like Mount Rushmore was Seth and Finn sit down in the back on Monday Night Raw. Yeah. Seth was doing an interview with who was it? I forget his name. Byron.
Saxton.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with Saxton about who's next in line, this and that, and then Finn told Saxton to move out the way, and then just had a true heart-to-heart, face-to-face about everything, and just like Finn saying, this ain't in the past, this is the chaos, and I'm going to ruin your career in this chaos and all that stuff. I was like, this is a back room, you know, a backroom conversation that I really enjoyed. Probably one of the better ones that I've seen this whole year. And then he attacked him. Like typical Finn. Which I appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely making me more vested into this match. Okay. And then once we get to the SummerSlam predictions, I hope Finn wins. Yeah. I see I'm a
loving,
lot
this loving this presentation of Finn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just making him the forefront of the title.
Yeah.
But that's my one Mount Rushmore right there.
Mm.
Do you think they're going to put it on Finn? Like, I really want to have that conversation now. I'm not even wait for SummerSlam, but where we're at right now, still got what, 2 weeks till SummerSlam? Right now, do you really think that Finn's going to get the title at SummerSlam?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like.
Yes. Because if reports are right saying that Judgment Day is the next story after Bloodline and they're on everything, I mean, Priest is Money in the Bank. Finn got the title. So you have your conflict right there within the group.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's holding something.
Yeah.
That's where I was going to go with it, you know, especially after Dom this week, because I did see that, you know, some results. But, you know, with that, I mean, everybody has something except Finn right now. Mm-hmm. So does this go to Finn becoming champ, or does this go more to – I did see that thing, too, that the rumor of that Judgment Day is supposed to be like the next Bloodline that they're going to focus on Raw. But I saw like also a rumor like C's been talking about like with JD McDonagh. They were teasing him a couple weeks ago, and that's kind of cooled off the past couple weeks. Not sure why, if they've changed their mind or if maybe they're waiting for something. But could this even be maybe an implosion or a change in Judgment Day, you know, if Finn doesn't win it?
I think they're going so good with these four here that they don't need to add anybody to it right now. So just keep McDonough off to the side.
You know, I brought up last week, you know, is it too much Judgment Day? You know, they were in so many segments last Monday night, and then they were on SmackDown on NXT on Tuesday.
And they were on SmackDown yesterday.
Okay, so this week they were on all three.
Yeah, it was Dawn Maria was on yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because Dom had a title shot, a main title match.
Okay.
It's not too much for me because they're doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Like playing their part in the faction, help each other win. It's not just like, oh, you see them backstage in 8 different segments and then have a match. Now they're in each other's matches. They're doing stuff to help propel the group. And so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like the only one who's not doing any matches is Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But it seems like she's just building the division, you know, by her actions backstage and stuff like that.
And I'd probably argue that Rhea is probably the one people want to see the most in a match. And she's the one that's not wrestling the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has she had a match since Natalya a couple weeks ago?
No, she hasn't.
Okay. She's premium content.
And everybody talked about that match. They hyped that up.
Which
you
one?
Know, her and Natalya. You know, it's just like, because Jason, wasn't that even your pick that week?
Yeah. I mean, do they have?
I'm honestly surprised, Ty, that he wasn't in the Royal Rampage last night.
Yeah.
For all the jobbers that were in that thing.
Did they announce her and Raquel for SummerSlam?
I don't think that's been made official yet. No.
Okay.
I think they might hold that off till Mania.
They need to, because I
think so.
Somewhere, but like this build has been nothing for me right now.
But do you need to hold it off? I mean, I was okay with them holding off a couple, like a week. If we would have had this conversation a week ago, I would have been okay with holding it off because of Raquel being tag team champion.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of talking about that whenever that happened. But now that that's changed,
mm-hmm.
do you need to hold it off?
I say hold it off so Raquel can win the Rumble.
I'd hold it off like another month, like build more storyline to it.
But you just want to do it? I mean, like, I know payback.
I mean, I know you can get one in and get it out the way and then have her come back for it.
Yeah. Like, because, I mean, what do you have after SummerSlam? You only have what? You have Payback and Fastlane, you know? So it's like.
No, there's nothing really.
Yeah, but that's
generic pay per views. And
yeah.
But that's what Liv is there for.
But it's like, I mean.
You can gobble up those 3 months.
How it's going, it's like, you know, she's going in with a bum leg. You know what's going to happen. She's going to lose. It's just, you know, suspend my belief.
Is Liv even, we'll find out, I guess, this week. But, like, I've heard rumors that Liv's not cleared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know if that's storyline or if that's legit. But
said not clear. She was jumping in that main event and fighting her on Monday.
So probably storyline then.
Yeah.
So what Jason was saying, you know, have her get in there and just act injured and then take the losses. But yeah, I don't know. And I don't, because you're going to get into, you got after summer, if you don't do it at SummerSlam, you got Payback, then you got Fastlane, and then you got Saudi Arabia, and then you got Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know what they're going to do for Saudi this time around, like if they're going to focus on anything specific or if it'll just be an event. But Survivor Series rumored to be, you know, back to brands again. So, yeah, that's, I don't want to see that for, so there really isn't a clear path after SummerSlam for a good storyline, like to promote it.
Sticking with Judgment Day for a second, I seen in Tycoon, I seen in your Mount Rushmore, you had the formation of Bobby and his Avengers.
His Street Profits.
I'll leave you working out.
Mm-hmm.
What brand is Bobby on?
SmackDown.
He's on SmackDown? Okay.
So this has all been built up on SmackDown from what I've seen.
Yeah.
What was it last night? Was it Carmelo and Trick?
Yeah.
Carmelo and Trick. Mm-hmm.
Then last week was Street Profits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, they're on separate brands, but if you build another Hurt Business, I'd love to see Judgment Day. And Hurt Business.
They can do that at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You miss out on that Bloodline because you missed out on that Bloodline.
Bloodline Hurt Business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm interested. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening with this, but I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked Hurt Business when it was around.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we can get that, you know, but different now, you know, maybe actually momentum behind it.
And if you bring in Bianca, you got your Bianca Rhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to play it.
So you got four on Judgment Day, and right now you would have, if you had Bianca in there, you would have six, right? And if that's what it is, if that's what it turns out to be, like the ones that they
first. It'll be six. On. Yeah, it'll be six.
So, I mean, I'm cool with that. It doesn't, like AEW, everything doesn't need to be a trio. Everything doesn't, you know, like it can be different, you know, and then focus on different things with the group.
Out here looking like Immortal from TNA days. There are aces and eights, NWO, 12 people walking out. Like, you know, you got to keep that number down with factions.
But you got, like, the thing, the reason why I don't mind it, especially for this group, is you got Bobby, so he can be a contender for the title.
Street Profits, your tag.
You got, yep, you got Bianca as women, and then you can, if you still keep Melo down the NXT, or you bring him up to SmackDown and focus on
that mid-quarter.
What's on SmackDown, United States. Mm-hmm. So,
and then Trick is just mouthpiece,
or whatever you want to do with him. Yeah.
Trick is just the jobber.
He can be a sensational Sherry. He can be the outside help.
Yeah, he can.
And the little bit I've seen him in NXT, he can go. So it's like,
yeah, he's got a ton better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a lot better.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be limited to just one thing. But but I don't mind that whenever sometimes they kind of diminish somebody, you know, like don't utilize them to their potential. And then, like, they have that match that makes them shine. You know, like, so that everybody can see. So if you haven't watched NXT, you can do that.
Damn, Ty Cole called him a mage. Downgrade.
So we covered a lot there, and, Judgment Day and more. Donald, you said you had some more on your list.
Yes. Somebody else can go.
Okay. I will put my number one was Otis and the Viking Raiders. Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders.
I didn't see it, but I don't know, like, but what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see it, but what the hell?
Yeah, they had a Vikings, a Viking. Man, they turned the ring into a Viking ship.
They had another Viking match like they did against the New Day, and I went in like, what is this bullshit? And the match was, like, more entertaining than I expected. They had Titus on commentary, which is also adds to it. It was pure entertainment for me. It was my match of the week.
Titus O'Neil?
Yeah.
What was he doing on commentary?
No reason. Remember, he called a pay-per-view match. I forget.
Yeah, it was at Mania, I think he called.
Yeah, and it was gold.
Oh, yeah, I like him on it, but yeah, that's just random.
I mean, there was no reason for him to be out there, but...
See's off today, Kenny.
Yeah, there was no... They didn't say why he was out there, but it just added to the match. It was pure entertainment.
Kenny, we hyped up earlier for everybody to go back and watch Conversations with Kenny with Donald and Jason for Best Video Game, so... We'll definitely check you out this upcoming week too. Yeah, Titus, that surprises me, but unless they're just testing him out again, just to see.
Hey, if you use him sparingly, he's gold.
Yeah,
yeah.
I liked him at Mania.
He brings it in.
Yes, on Mania, I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, as long as Maxine is on screen, I'm okay.
Until she opens her eyes wide. I don't know. That just creeps me out. But, yeah, she's... She's gold.
He gets a pass this week. He had some stuff to take care of, so he gets a pass. Anything more on yours, Jason?
No, it was just for the fact that it was entertainment. That's it. I got a couple too, but you got more than one, or?
Yeah, I got a couple too, but
okay, we'll just
go, I'll go and then we'll go back around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
mine, and I don't think this is going to come as a surprise, but we're going to go back to last Saturday, and I'm going to go FTR versus Bullet Club Gold. 2 out of 3 falls match on Collision. Really, I could even say last week's Collision episode overall was could be the Mount Rushmore. You know, it was limited to 3 matches. The tag team match covered pretty much the first hour of the show. It just missed the time limit draw. I think time limit was 60 minutes, and I think the match ended at 58 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, you had the 2 Owen Hart Cup final matches. You had the women's and the men's, and enjoyed both of those matches as well. So really Collision overall, but the standout was the tag match, 2 out of 3 falls. And last week we talked about, and I don't think any of us would be surprised if someone put that up there this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch it? Or
I did watch the 2 out of 3 falls match, yeah. Okay. I enjoyed it. It was the first time watching Collision, so I just wanted to watch that match.
Collision is something, it's a different feel, so it feels like an easier watch than Dynamite, so.
It is.
Something. I mean, Dynamite's automatically on the DVR, so I'm going to watch it, but.
It's on a Saturday, break day.
That's the problem. Is it on demand, do you know?
It should be. Collision, I don't know, because I'm DVRing it, so I haven't had to go back. There has been a couple times, and we'll take, for example, this past week, that I've wanted to go back and check on demand or check online, because there's been times where I've watched the show, like Dynamite before, like whenever they've had longer matches, and they don't put the commercials, like they just do like the whole match through.
Oh, cool. I hear a lot of that from everybody.
Yeah.
100% agree, Tyler. Yeah.
It feels like a totally different show.
A lot of people saying that.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, Donald, do you say that Saturday has to be your break day? Right now, Collision's a must watch for me every Saturday. I could remove Raw, SmackDown, NXT, you know, from my list and give Saturday that date for me.
You didn't have to give off. You didn't have to kick off 3 shows.
3 for 1.
I didn't say all 3.
One day. Not this the week, whole.
This week I did it because we got talking. This week I did it because we were talking all the extra stuff that was going to be on there. But for me, I could take out one of them. And then. The way WWE's been entertaining me, honestly, I could eliminate all 3 of the shows permanently for the time being and, you know, be completely happy. Not that everything was good that I watched this week, because I definitely have some stuff that I want to talk about. But
oh yeah.
Man. So go ahead, Dom.
Another Mount Rushmore. Back to WWE. Sonya and Chelsea winning the tag titles. It's just that the way their gimmicks are playing off of each other, the way the whole gimmick is, I think it's perfect for them to have the tag titles. I want them to have a nice long run with it too. Mm-hmm. Like I really do.
And it feels like it gives them a story. Like Raquel and Liv was just thrown together and you're just there for the in ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like them with the whole Pierce stuff too. Like I see them agonizing Pierce more. Mm-hmm. Like we set up a match for the tag title. It's like, no, we're not doing this.
And then they also utilize media off of TV.
Mm-hmm.
They use like the Instagram. They use
especially Chelsea
TikTok and all that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
Matt has been promoting that the hell out of it this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a third person.
He says half of a.
He's half of a half.
Half of a half.
Someone said to him, like, doesn't that mean like you're a third? He goes, no, she's half of the tag team champion, so I'm half of that half. And you know his social media presence.
Oh, yes.
You know, so I mean, that this will be interesting for me to see if they actually care about the women's tag team titles.
Sure.
That's kind of like what I'm going to do, because this is like what you guys are saying. It's a perfect fit, like with the stuff that they do with Pierce and everything, how much they're on social media. If they care, this is the perfect one to run with for a bit. But
And then this is where you can actually build the tags instead of like just throwing people together. You can have them go with Kayden and Katana, Isla Dawn and Kaylee Ray. Maybe add another team to come up and just build off of that.
Mm-hmm. And they can go down NXT, mm-hmm. help out the young crew down there.
This is probably the first tag team in this division that I see since Iconics that could do something, get fans really invested in this. You know, I think everybody else has just been, you might have had some good teams, but
we'll start them together.
Like the Iconics, you know, got the fans invested with it. You know, even though, like, I think everybody was surprised when they won the belts, they actually did stuff with it. So,
yeah, so congrats to them.
That was also on my Mount Rushmore, but so I'll have to throw out Dom winning the NA.
That was also on my head. I was not. Chris is like,
honestly, this is just perfect time. I don't know.
I popped in my chair. It was.
I don't want to reward that.
I wasn't expecting it. I was just going in like, "Yep, this is." They're going straight to pay per view. Yep, Dom is just going in, take the pin. And I seen Judgment Day. I run out and like it can happen. Then once Rhea clocked him with that title, it's all said and done. Dom's your champ. And I think, like for me, Dirty Dom.
Uh-huh.
For me, it adds storyline to the NA title. Because like for a while now, NA has just been like nothing but solid gold matches. But no real storyline for me. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to the matches, knock them out of the park. Everyone has been a classic. But getting me invested going too, it's been rough.
Yeah, Dom will bring that entertainment side to it.
Was the match solid? It was rough.
Yeah.
He still needs work.
Yeah.
But
he definitely still needs work. But
for me, I think this could shine a light on that belt more than just having stellar matches.
I'm interested in seeing where they go with this. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like I saw last night, and you guys even brought it up that he had a match last night on SmackDown.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that.
And they had like everybody was in attendance,
And they had Butch Talk.
Why?
But Sean almost called him Pete Dunne.
Yeah. He gets himself. He was like, not Fred Butch. I thought Butch don't talk. He just screams.
They miscutting the, like, after Dawn 1, they miscutting back to Wes Lee and Dragon Lee in the audience, unless they were already backstage again, you know, playing their C-filler role. But like you could have teased that as, you know, having a rematch or something.
2032. Oh, nah.
If he becomes heavyweight champ, I will have the same reaction whenever his dad won the heavyweight championship.
He said 2032. No, don't he mean next year at Philly?
No. You start bringing that up, and I'm definitely not going.
Next year, Philly. Damn, Taco. Dog will be world heavyweight champ, and he's going to be undisputed champ. We got to combine both of those belts.
Like they should put the world world title on him like they put the tag belt on that ref's son. You know it's not serious, but it needs to be done.
I saw. Speaking of which, I saw this week for Comic Con they were unveiling like all the new action figures, and Nicholas is getting an action figure.
Yeah, I see that.
Really? Come on now.
Is the ref figure his dad?
That's a random kid.
I don't know.
Okay, because I know they had a ref figure. So
I wasn't sure. He can't be by himself. He can't. It got to be a two-pack. He can't be by himself.
Father-son two-pack.
Mm-hmm. You have a random kid up there. Like, who the hell is this?
You need more accessories.
Do the Father's Day four pack. The ref, the son, and Ray and Dom. I'm not there yet with Dom. Where he's at right now this week, no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they even utilize him more in NXT, even better. But
yeah, I think it's a good fit, especially good under NXT, because that's quote unquote development, you know, to help.
Yeah, you need to sleep at the PC. Yeah. Get some work in.
They got jail at the PC? Little lockdown area.
Even on NXT, Tony D'Angelo was asking about one of the Dom, and was like, "Oh, a prisoner was asking about you. It was his name Benny or something like that." He was like, "Yeah, I know Benny."
I didn't make that correlation.
Yeah, so they kept. Yeah, so they kept that up.
So while we're on NXT, kind of go off of Mount Rushmore for a second. Just want to get your thoughts on something. I saw this week that, right now WWE's going through their contract negotiations for a new TV deal, and it's being rumored, and so that's all it is right now, is just a rumor until something's announced, that they're in talks to move NXT back to Wednesday nights. Just want to get your guys' feelings on what you thought if they would move NXT back to Wednesday to go head-to-head with Dynamite.
It'd be a free day for me. But but I mean, I like it where it's at now. Back to back, Monday, Tuesday.
At that point, I really don't care. Mm-hmm. If they move back to Wednesday, people are gonna watch what they want to watch.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter. I'm gonna stick with NXT because that's what I watch the most of. Okay. For anything, yeah.
For me, it's not a good fit to go hit right now, like, because I still consider NXT 2.0. Like, mm-hmm. to me, they haven't done anything to justify it being just NXT.
It still is.
Yeah. So it's like, to me, 2.0 isn't good enough to go against, you know, Dynamite. You know, right now, both of them are holding their ratings. They are what they are. You know, they're holding steady for the most part each week. Not a lot, you know, dips or anything in their account, but. Keep it the way it is. Like, I get, you know, TV deals depend on where they go. You know, other things might be on Tuesday night, so they might have to move it, you know, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I don't, if they stay the way it is, like if USA keeps Raw and NXT, I don't want to see that change. Because I don't think NXT could keep the ratings. I think Dynamite would really be the one that, if you're going to go against out of ratings, where I think Dynamite would be the one that wins right now, unless things would change with NXT by that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, people going to watch what they want to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think having it separated right now, being on their own nights, helps with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it allows people to watch what they want to watch instead of having to make a choice. Because that's the nice thing right now. There's not a whole lot of overlap with wrestling at the moment.
True.
Is there any at all? Unless, if SmackDown maybe gets over, that's about it.
Yeah. Guess I got the dog and not the nephew.
Yeah, that would be it, yeah. If SmackDown goes over and whatever pay-per-view's on a Saturday that goes up against Collision, like that would be it. About all.
And same with, like, last night, Ring of Honor and SmackDown and Rampage. Yeah. I'd probably say the only one would be Thursday. You have Ring of Honor and Impact.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different because...
they're not on TV.
Yeah, in a way, they're both, like, if you get access, yeah, Impact's on TV, but if not, they're both kind of behind a paywall, in a way.
Yeah.
Other than that, so... let's see, Blood and Guts. I there's things about that that I could go both ways this week on Mount Rushmore and on Jabroni.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked the match overall. Enjoyed it. The thing that I actually really hated about the match, though, the thing that like just ruined it for me, and no surprise here, but was Moxley. Came out, and he immediately pretty much did that like thumbtack mixture in the ring. And then, so it's like you had that had to be a spot for the rest of the match. You know, it's like, I forget whenever he came out, like what position he was when he came out, but it's like you had that, and then everybody had to go through the thumbtack mixture for a while.
Was he second?
He was, I thought he was third.
Third. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. So he comes out, they do that. It's like,
but it wasn't even like it wasn't even like everybody went through a spot, but it was Sugar Glass.
Sugar Glass, thumbtacks, and something else, I think, in there. Like it was just.
No, the thumbtacks came from the top of the cage.
Yeah, just the thumbtacks. His was like a mixture. It wasn't just Sugar Glass. Yeah.
Everybody went through that spot, nobody bled until Moxley cut his forehead somewhere in the corner somewhere.
Like everybody had to go through it. It was right by as soon as you entered the cage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like after he did that, everybody had to have their spot being tossed in it.
Mm.
It's like this should be a spot, one spot and done.
Yeah.
Kind of like how the ending was with the thumbtacks. You know, like, yeah, that went on a little bit longer too, but that should have been how it was treated like that instead of having just things like that. Just like little things like that. I don't like in those matches. Like it's too much. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, because you had that, and then after that, you had the nail bed, and then you had the thumbtacks. So it's just like, it was just a lot of shit, you know, in one match.
And for me, I didn't like it, to be honest. It just seemed like I saw it already when they did that exploding foot thing to the face. It was just like, what more can you do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed like the rivalry, the feud, just been going on, like, extremely too long. And by the time Wednesday came around, like, I was just completely burned out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like once Claudio and Omega were in the ring and they were fighting for their 5 minutes, I was already done with it.
It was I hated more than I enjoyed it, but there were important. Like I enjoyed Matt and Nick in the match because when they came in, their movesets were different, and they were you know whichever one it is goes through is like. His move sets where it's like just 10 different moves right away. I enjoy that stuff. But as far as like the thumbtacks, I hated that. And I hated the finish.
Yeah.
And I hated the way not that I hated the finish, but like, why wouldn't you cut to Moxley at least like, you know, dealing with the decision to call the match? Because that's what they're saying. They say he called for the match.
Yeah, right? He surrendered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when they cut to him, he just looked like he was sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you cut to him, like, struggling to make that decision?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make it more.
Because you didn't see nothing except just Yuta just getting his ass whooped.
Like, yeah. The match. I hated that part.
Yeah. I actually missed that Moxley was the one that called it. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They announced it that he called it. So, yeah.
Just you to get his ass in him like all
things. Mm-hmm. As soon as everybody started circling him, I was like, well, here's where it ends. Once again.
We don't have Dante Martin, so guess what you got to do.
When was that? Was the exploding shoot, was that Double or Nothing, Donald?
What was it?
Was the exploding shoot, was that Double or Nothing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was what Stadium Stampede they did for that?
I thought that was a regular, like, 5-on-5 or 4-on-4 that they did. It wasn't Stadium Stampede.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was just recent, remember everybody was saying how Moxley wasn't selling the, you know, his face being all burned and all that stuff, but the Buck's foot was blown off in the back room and everything.
Like, I knew after that match it was going to be another, I knew they were going to get to Blood and Guts at some point.
Too much.
Yeah, and I agree. Like it went on way too long. But at least with this one, like I was hoping this would be the end. It definitely seems like it's the end. Like especially with
Bob not full force. That's not the end. They're not full force. You got to get DB back.
And you never know. It could continue, but yeah, you know, at least right now it seems like hopefully move on to something different.
Yeah. You know. And all of them should be off TV for a bit.
Nope, they'll be on next week. You know that. Oh, absolutely, they'll be on TV next week. All of them. They won't be on Collision tonight, but they'll be on Dynamite on Wednesday. No. Don't anything else on yours for Mount Rushmore?
Since we're talking about AEW, Jack Perry's new music. Boy, I love him using Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I mean, that's music to my ears.
This was actually on my Jabroni list, but...
Love the music. Could care less about the match because I can't stand Hulk. Mm-hmm. Hulk is nothing but Warlow and Cassidy. Overrated.
I said it a couple weeks ago. Every July, there's a new FTW champion.
It's just putting a title on him just diminishes him.
I'm hoping he comes out on Dynamite this week and retires the title. You know, yeah. It makes no sense.
I don't need this. I got dad's money.
So what part of it was on Jabroni for you? Was it the match?
No, it was actually just the music. And I like the music. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like that style of music. But for me, it's like you have the Jungle Boy music playing, and then you do that video, and then that music it lays a little flat. Like, to me, it's like if they would have changed it like they did for Claudio, or changed it like for Gunther, or for or Brian Danielson, just like modernized it a little bit, so packed a little bit of a punch for him, you know, then I think I would have liked it a little bit more. But yeah, it was just like, to me, it's like you have him come out to that, and it's just like it didn't fit.
Yeah, to me, it fits like a like that's like Kozlov or a Gunther, you know.
Like Europeans, you know.
Yeah, that's who it fits me. I enjoyed the new look. Mm-hmm. I might have liked it better if they skipped the promo that he gave. Because, like, him just coming out saying nothing, just egging on the fans, I enjoyed all that. But, you know, it still has to – you sit me up with the terrible promo, you got to build me back up to believe in Jack Perry.
Oh, his first promo? When you
Yeah.
Promo? Okay. Yeah. I got what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to see that. And they could change it. I think they probably will.
Mm-hmm.
But just do something a little bit to make it him. You know, right now he has to evolve that character into something.
TK's going to buy the rights to the 90210 music. Dun-na-na-na, dun-na-na-na.
Oh, that was good. And honestly, like I said a couple weeks ago, when Steve said that, to me, I don't want the 90210 music, but it might have fit better than the music of the day.
I think people now won't know who it is, you know, like this generation, but our generation definitely would know what it is.
And that's the thing there. It's like, because they don't heavily go into that of who his father is, because will the younger generation know who his father is?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. They'll still think he's a priest on Oz.
Didn't even know that.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, anything left for Mount Rushmore?
Do you have MJF on yours?
I actually didn't put...
No,
MJF? Well, that's the title of the show.
It is, yes.
You came up with a title and didn't even put them on your list?
It's like the points on whose line is...
Right there is the second most devastating move in all of sports entertainment.
That double clothesline was anticlimactic. But those two together, sports entertainment.
Yes.
I mean, I'm mad fans are just now like, oh, this is what wrestling needs. No, you could have. This is what you hated WWE for. No.
Jason's computer's gonna be gone in a second.
Yeah. Home. I could have dealt with. I definitely could have dealt without the dancing in the ring. Like that was ridiculous. That's no. Nah. But everything else, pure gold.
Honestly, yeah. All Wednesday night, like whenever I was watching that, I was just like, people and C's one of them would talk about how Cody was sports entertainment and he didn't fit in AEW. That's all that was sports entertainment Wednesday.
They're going down that route.
Yeah, it's like okay, like. I don't mind sports entertainment in any wrestling.
You know, yeah, as long as you got a story behind it.
Yeah, like that's the entertainment point is supposed to be what makes wrestling wrestling in a way.
Yeah,
you know, at least here in the States, you know, different in other parts of the world, but that's what I like a little bit of entertainment. Was it the best the other night? No, but did it entertain me at least a little bit? Yes, you know, but just. Like, if you guys, the thing is, for me, what I was watching was, you can't be completely fickle over the sports entertainment that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to hate somebody because they're sports entertainment, you can't enjoy this over here because it's sports mm-hmm. entertainment. Like, if you either have to accept it or don't, you know.
Like, and that's what they can't come to.
Yeah.
Everything but the dance off. The dance off.
Yeah, the dance off.
That was a bit much.
Yeah. The ending was so flat. Like they just like that should have been like the high point, mm-hmm. and it wasn't. Like having Adam Cole just like just being the typical white guy dancing, you know, horribly, and it just it kind of felt like the crowd went flat, and then they just cut it off. And just like, and then okay, we're gonna have the match.
We're like, yeah, get going with the match.
Yeah, like it's just it was that weird transition in there, you know, and just like, yeah.
Thoughts on the mashup intro?
I'm always okay with mashup intros.
Mm-hmm.
I actually enjoyed that. I love that part of it. That was the part I liked the most.
For me,
the best one, but it was good.
No, so yeah, it wasn't the best one, but. Like they did the outfits this week, you know. Yeah. Like they each, you know, what MJF picked the trunks,
then called it jackets.
I think I would have saved the remix though for the title match.
Yeah,
you know, but you know now it's like now it kind of like leads into the title fight, I guess. Like that's mm-hmm. why they did it, you know. Like
they're plus they did it because of blood and guts, you know. It was a special,
yeah.
So
yeah,
a lot of eyes on the show.
The whole Roderick Strong thing doesn't interest me.
He was on the show?
Yeah. Like doing his normal shtick that he's been doing the past couple weeks. Like
I haven't seen Roderick Strong since you called him a random white guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been there, yeah, because he's been trying to talk to Cole about this is a bad dude and all that stuff.
I've missed every segment.
So whenever they did their wardrobe exchange. Like after they walked off, as soon as they walked off, Roderick Strong comes in going, Adam, and then just like throws his hands up. It's just like,
I missed it. That's how
like, it made no sense. And just like, they keep, and like every week, it's like before this, Adam keeps saying, you know, like, trust me, he's not watching the show. You know, like we can talk about this stuff because he's not watching the show or whatever. It's like, so are you trying to insult our intelligence that these two don't talk at all after the show? Like, Roderick, the only time Roderick Strong talks to Adam Cole is while they're at Dynamite together.
Like, insulting intelligence. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Oh, trust me. Your group does it every week. That's all they do.
Roger Strong hasn't been relevant in wrestling since Undisputed Era had all the titles.
That
I don't know if I can argue against that.
The man has become invisible to me that I haven't seen him, and I've been watching Dynamite. So. Bad.
With his neck brace still.
Yeah.
My last one that I'm just going to give a quick shout out on is, I don't think I ever actually said this on the show, but like whenever the Acclaimed was kind of getting over, you know, like they just starting with like the daddy ass stuff and got the tag titles and all that. Like then I thought, I was like, this is just going to be a quick blip. And you know exactly what I meant. Like I thought it was just going to be a quick blip, but like, man, they continued to stay over every week. It's like they're on Dynamite, they're on Rampage, they're on Collision. Mm-hmm. And it's like, honestly, if the Acclaimed were the Acclaimed.
I thought you were going to put somebody else out on that rise. Oh.
If they were still tag team champions, I don't think the fans would care.
No.
They are still, the momentum in the crowd interaction is still there for them, just like it was months ago.
They have like that that New Day reaction. Yeah. When New Day first, like, you know, was doing their stuff like on WrestleMania 32 when everybody was doing the spliff and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, that's how they are.
It was
New Day, New Age Outlaws. Like, mm-hmm. That's kind of how I see them too. Like, New Age Outlaws would come out on the mic every week and mm-hmm. fans would pop for that too. And but yeah, it's like out last night they came out on Rampage and I was just like, hey, just continue to stay over.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to give them a shout out because I thought it just deserved.
I thought they were falling off. That's how much I pay attention. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been putting them on almost every TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every single week.
They're going to show up on Ring of Honor soon. I think just to give them a fourth show to go on.
New trio champs coming up soon.
I think it's because I stopped caring about who they were fighting. Like,
they're fighting a lot of like straight jobbers.
Yeah,
like the wingmen and all that. You know,
that's when I stopped paying attention. Yeah.
But when they come out, I mean,
yeah, electrifies that crowd.
All right, Donald, you want to kick us off with Jabroni?
Yes, this is actually going to be a shocker one here, but the Bloodline storyline is getting boring. I know it's coming to an end, but ever since Jay turned, I did not like one thing that they did. And yesterday was the first time I actually like had to cut it off because I was bored with it.
Mm. Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah. Mm. It just does absolutely nothing for me now. I'm more interested in what Thing is doing, Judgment Day is doing on WWE, and still Thing pretty deadly. Because, you know, the Yes Boys will never get born.
He has a broken arm. Why is he in a wheelchair?
Man, I got to go back and watch that.
Then ran a 4-2 up the ramp. Yeah.
So do you think Main Event Jay is taking the title at SummerSlam then?
I don't care at this point.
You just don't care?
No.
I don't think he is. I'm still interested. But it's like, it's on its final journey, so you're wrapping it up. There's, I mean, what more can you do? I mean, you know, there's no more turns left. So what more can you do other than set up the match for like 3 weeks?
Same question to you.
Other than speculate where Solo falls. That's it. Everything else is like set in stone.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Same question to you then, Jason. Do you think Jay's going to take it at SummerSlam?
No. I never had Jay winning the title. I always had him beating Roman.
But is it for the title?
This is now. This is for the title and the title.
That's what they did yesterday. Yeah. Okay. Made it official. Whatever match they're having. What is it? Tribal rules or
whatever that's going to be.
Whatever it is.
Punjabi Prison is going to come out.
I was about
out.
To say Punjabi Prison is going to come out.
Painted red.
Him and Solo, I've been enjoying that.
And just put some palm trees and coconuts out.
Jay been giving Solo them big brother licks.
Yeah.
Giving him that ass whooping. So.
You better not tell mom. Yeah, it's completely fell off my radar now.
The last night's segment didn't do much for me. I'll agree with that. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I liked about it was the Solo interaction after the, like, you had Roman and Jay have their moment, you know, like it was like a family moment. you know, right there. And then you had Solo, you know, want to turn on him, and just like, and then Roman just like didn't know what to do. Like, that's the only part I really enjoyed out of last night. So was that like a minute out of it? I'm ready for it to be, again, I'm ready for it to be over. So if Jay's the one to take the title, Jay's the one to take the title. I just don't want to see Roman have this title till 40.
Oh, it's coming.
Because it's like, because it, after this is done, then what's the point?
What's the point of him having a title?
Yeah.
Cody.
You really think they're going to do that again?
Different brands.
Yeah. I mean, Cody's got to win the Rumble.
He got to win Rumble again.
In order to do that.
You know they can have a draft anytime.
The wild card.
They can have a draft at any moment.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Mm-hmm. Jason.
I'm going to put Kevin Nash on there as my jabroni.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, what?
Oh, I've always hated Kevin Nash. But
oh, yeah, I know that. But
why this week?
For his take on LA Knight.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see what he said.
First, you call him out for saying he's an imitation of The Rock and Stone Cold. And then you basically apologize by saying, oh, I didn't know who this guy was. As if you're not in the wrestling business and don't know who LA Knight is. Get the fuck out of here. I hate you.
He's trying to be Cornette, make headlines.
Oh, I didn't know it. So
and he's an imitation.
Your boys basically run the company. You see, LA Knight is everywhere, trending everywhere. Oh, I don't watch the show. I got other things to do. I like to read, go to sports games. I can't watch wrestling 24/7. You still know who LA Knight is? Get the hell out of here.
I mean, it's 100% true. Can't.
I'm pretty sure he's even worked with LA Knight.
Probably.
Was he a teammate when he went there?
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember the time period. That might have been right after they left.
I can't keep up with everything and not the hottest thing in wrestling right now. Okay.
Like I said, he's an imitation of a wrestler himself.
I was going to say, which one?
Nash. He's just as bad as Ryback. Just he off the business. Be done.
Yeah.
I won't put him against. We'll put him against Ryback. But
I feel like I have a more valid opinion than Kevin Nash.
But what did he do? He got you talking. That's all they're doing. That's the point of their shows.
Man rode coattails of Shawn and Hogan. I don't want to hear his voice ever. And Lawrence Taylor. Oh, he trained LT before his match with Bam Bam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
LT didn't tear a quad, so I don't believe it. That's Kevin Nash 101 training. Anything else, Jason?
No.
That's all right. I got to go this week with Ring of Honor. I didn't watch their main show this week, but I watched Death Before Dishonor last night. Out of all of the pay-per-views I've watched of Ring of Honor, this was probably my least favorite. You know, it just felt like it was thrown together, which it really was this week. Mm-hmm. From our standpoint, I don't know how they've been booking it, but you know, announcing matches and everything, that's the way it was pretty much just thrown together. We talked last week, you know, I brought up that the buildup for Ring of Honor pay-per-views has been so much better in the past whenever they didn't have a weekly TV show, and they've had the weekly TV show. It just not, I watched it at the beginning. I haven't been paying for it. I just refuse at this point to pay for it. But just the buildup for this, I just felt was lackluster, like at least the way it was promoted. You know, things happen, you know, that's understandable. Card subject to change. I'm not
gonna, always
not going to go hate them on that. But it's like, I just felt last night after the show, there's so much AEW influence on the programming that if we're not going to get a brand split between, you know, Dynamite and Collision, if they're just going to, you know, that's kind of like the rumor right now, is that's just going to stay. And if people are on the show, it's just people are on the show. You know, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily a hard brand split. I feel like Ring of Honor needs that hard brand split.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
They need to develop. It's okay if, you know, an AEW talent shows up, and, you know, especially because they're taping it with Collision now. You know, so if you have the occasional guys, you know, on Collision or on Ring of Honor, that's fine. But for the most part, it needs to be like, I just feel like if you're going to develop the brand, it needs to be Ring of Honor talent. Mm-hmm. Other than that, right now, it just feels like it's AEW's third brand.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your champ is on Dynamite every week.
Yeah.
In a huge feud.
Yeah.
Without the belt.
Without the belt.
He fought Pac last night?
He fought Pac last night, yeah.
So, and all this came from?
From Blood and Guts.
Yeah. Blood and Guts.
And actually, like, after Blood and Guts, I felt like you got Ibushi there. Why don't you just have Claudio face Ibushi at the pay-per-view? You know? Now, I don't know if he had to go right back afterwards on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so I watched Tony's media scrum afterwards, and somebody brought that up, like, has Pac always been the choice? Or, you know, you had Bushi, like you don't think, like, maybe you should have used him afterwards? And Tony basically said, you know, I would love to use Ibushi more, but I just felt like this match with Pac was the better fit. And it was a good match. There was nothing wrong with it. But
you just dropped Pac out.
Yeah.
On a return.
And just, it, you know, and it wasn't the main event. You know, they end up doing Willow and Athena as the main event last night.
That's good.
And it was good. That, for that match, especially, that was the better fit for the main event. Than, but, like, you know, Yuta came out, you know, and distracted Pac in order for Claudio to pick up the win. So it's like, again, it's, that match was AEW. It wasn't a Ring of Honor match. It was an AEW match. Mm-hmm. Dark Order wrestled last night. That was more of an AEW match than a Ring of Honor match. And, like, really, there was two matches, I think, for me, that kind of felt like just Ring of Honor match. And in a way, it kind of wasn't. The first one was Gravity versus Commander. And mm-hmm. they've been using the two of them more. I don't know so much of Gravity, but definitely Commander has been on everything. He was even mm-hmm. in Royal Rampage last night.
Yeah.
So I really can't say that was more a Ring of Honor match, but at least gave that old school feel of Ring of Honor. Like, you kick things off with a high flying match.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, different matches on the card. And then the best match on the card last night for me, and it was the perfect match, was Athena versus Willow. And it was the good fit for the main event. It was a Ring of Honor match. Yes, Willow and Athena have both been utilized on AEW,
mm-hmm.
but their strong points have been on Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their build-up's been on Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Willow just won the Owen Hart women's tournament last week. Okay, that's fine. But a lot of her strong work has been against Athena the past few months since Ring of Honor started. And so I'm going to count that more as a Ring of Honor match than an AEW influence match. Yeah, I'll give them their props all night long. They tore down the house in that match. I really expected Willow to win it, just the way they've been building up. But Athena retained. You know, we'll see where this goes with Willow, if she's going to still stay down Ring of Honor, or now that she won the Owen Hart Cup, if she's going to get more time on AEW. You know, we'll just have to wait and see. But Athena's killing it in Ring of Honor. Everything that mm-hmm. I've watched of her down there. You know, I know Steve's been a big fan of hers down, you know, he brought that up, I think, last week or the week before. But right now, it's kind of like Jade with Athena. Who's going to be the one to stop her? Mm-hmm. Athena's just having a great run. And I think I saw right now this past week, she became the longest current Ring of Honor women's champion. But there was previously a Women of Honor title before mm-hmm. this version. And I think she's like maybe like a month out from becoming the longest reigning overall champion of Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I have nothing else.
I don't think I have anything.
Nope, I have nothing else.
Yeah, so hit all that. All right, Jason, ready to play a game?
Yeah, ready.
Let me pull this up.
All right, we're going to do another word association.
this week we're doing change the graphic up. We're gonna do this is all wrestling styles.
So this is all wrestling styles. You can
so we ain't gonna get red flag.
We'll see.
You can give me you can give a wrestler a title, a promotion. Doesn't matter. Whatever comes to mind.
Okay. How we want to go? How we want to go around? You want to kick us off, Jason, or
I didn't prepare for my own. So it's gonna be straight off of the brain.
Donald, Jason, me, and keep going around like that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Powerhouse.
Hobbs. It's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Hobbs. Yeah.
Hobbs.
Luchador.
Psychosis.
That was me?
Yeah, Jason.
Oh, Ricochet.
Ray.
Right.
Me and Ty agreed on that one. Strong.
New Japan.
Jason.
Nakamura. Forgetting the order.
I go to Japan too, but I'm going Ishii.
Okay.
High flyer.
Ooh. Ricochet.
Ray.
Ricochet. Grappler.
Dean Malenko.
William Regal.
Regal.
Hardcore.
Tommy Dreamer.
Mick Foley.
I was thinking Mick Foley too. Technician.
Eddie.
Mr. Perfect.
This is where I think Kurt Angle.
Okay.
Brawler.
Stone Cold.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. That's exactly what I was looking to.
What did you say?
Brooklyn Brawler.
I want to have more thought out answers now.
Stan Hansen, Taekwon set.
There's a throwback tie. All right. Mm-hmm. Someone's been doing their homework.
Yeah. To fuck them about the high flyer.
I didn't notice that one.
Yeah.
I had Cruiserweight as my high flyer.
Okay.
That's the only one I thought of when I was making this list. Cruiserweight. Just say Cruiserweight. That is you. No.
That was good. Yeah. That was a good one there.
I like the word association.
Mm-hmm. It's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
All right, let's get into final thoughts. I figure we'll go back to some stuff today. So. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to episode 145. Please make sure that you head over to Spotify, give us a listen every Monday. The more listens that we get over Spotify, the more you're helping out your boys, and we really appreciate it. But don't forget to head over at DumbMarksPod on all social media. Like, follow, subscribe, all that fun shit. And then if you need the links for anything, head over to DumbMarksPod.com and you'll find all of our content over on there. I don't have anything else for the show. If there's any other topics you guys want to discuss? Or
nah.
All right.
I'm good. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we can wrap things up here. I got a quote for the week. So we'll go with life doesn't get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient. Life doesn't get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient. So until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.